Hi, this is Christina Black with Enchanted Rose Photography. If you're like me, you're usually behind the camera instead of in front of it. This vacation, let me help you capture your memories. We offer different packages to fit anyone's needs. Find me at www.enchantedrosephotography.com and book your session today.
Hello, and welcome again to this week's episode of the WWE Podcast. We're trying this for a second time because Chris doesn't know how to turn off his heater. I'm your host tonight, Pete Ponacorvo. With me, as always, Chris Mallett. Chris?
Pete, it's a wind chill of negative 4 degrees. I got my heater on.
Are you warm enough?
I'm not even ashamed about it.
You had your heater on.
I turned it off now.
You turned it off.
Look what I did. For the good of the show, I turned off the heater, and now Stacy and I are... Well, you're at least upstairs, right, Stace? You're warm, right?
Yes, I'm in my 100-degree house, or 100-degree, 100-year-old house that does not, if the heat's like on 100 degrees, but it still feels like it's 60 because we have no insulation, so.
We've had all too much to drink and none of us has had a drop, okay.
And that, as you may have heard, is when Stacy and I'm in. Stacy, how are you other than living in a 100-degree house?
Doing well.
All right, so I know we usually go with what's good in your life, but we've been talking a lot lately, so I think we know what's going on with each other. I'm going to try something different. I want you guys to rank the mountains in Magic Kingdom.
Oh.
Oh, good one. Okay. Stacy, I'll defer to you. Ladies first.
All right. So I'm going to go Splash, Space, Thunder.
In descending or ascending order?
I was wondering.
That is in descending order. So Splash... First is my favorite.
One.
Yes, okay. Space, then Thunder.
You know, I gotta tell you, I'm going duplicate. Absolutely,
really,
absolutely. I'm going duplicate. Splash first because, well, why do you think, Stacy? What's the reason Splash is first?
It's my favorite in terms of storyline in an attraction.
Yes.
So I could just ride that all day long, even without the drop, just the song and the storyline and the animatronics, if they're all working, it's just amazing.
And the payoff is good because it's like a 10-minute payoff for the ride.
Yes, it's so, a great, yep. Uh-huh.
And Big Thunder is cool too, Pete, because, you know, it's not so wicked that little guys couldn't go on there, but like that payoff is pretty good too. A lot of theming in that ride too.
It's a lot of kids' first roller coaster, I found.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like first adult, like,
right,
big kid roller coaster.
Yeah
I mean, they do, you know, Goofy's Barnstormer, whatever it is, mm-hmm, that they're calling it this week, but
yep.
Yeah,
and Space is not like, I don't like Space. I love Space, but it's amongst those. Yeah, that's third, at least for me.
Okay.
Hey, Peter, before we jump, I got an interesting and original question for you. I'd like you to rank the mountains in Magic Kingdom, if you would, please.
Okay, I'm going to go Flight of Passage. No, I'm pretty much right along with you guys. I'm actually putting Space below Thunder, though, because for me, Space Mountain is just very uncomfortable to ride. With my height, my legs, it's a very uncomfortable ride for me.
Stacy,
Big Thunder is not exactly like riding in a recliner either.
Yes.
But it's better.
Okay. Hey, Stacy, didn't you have Space as last, or did you have Space as second?
I had Space second.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought in my mind Space was last. So Pete, we're exactly the same then, right?
Okay, so you and I matched that.
Yeah, we're exactly the same. It doesn't help that the ride gives me like neck pains and back pains after I leave it, because you can never anticipate where the drops and ducks come, so you always try to tense up. That's like 2.5 minutes of like static, like cardio fitness,
planking.
right, planking. I mean,
it's 3.5 minutes of planking in the
much,
dark,
pretty much. Okay, what are we going to talk about today, Pete? We got a cool show.
Well, we are going to discuss a recent trip, and we've been kind of trip report heavy lately, but this one was interesting because It was Miss Stacy's first half marathon. And it was her first trip with no kids.
It was. And I have to clarify, it was my third half marathon, but my first run Disney race.
Half marathon.
Yes,
first
you got
Disney
it.
Race.
But I got to count the other two.
Okay, fair enough. I apologize.
That's
I don't
okay.
mean to
You're
take
forgiven.
Away anything from you. Because God knows I'm not doing that.
Well, so. Pete, someday, you never know. Life takes a crazy change. Hang on.
No.
Even if it's 1%, let's just think 1%. You never know. Nope. The doctor sees you and says, Mr. Pontecorvo, you need to get in fantastic physical shape. You never know.
It ain't going to be by running.
All right. Stacey, I'm going to give myself a small percentage of doing this. You know, like I say, a former athlete who now loves to not be a former athlete at this point.
Yeah.
At some point, I've got to turn that page and I've got to get motivated. I'm not sure what the motivation is. I actually thought about creating a post on EDCOT, if I could just hijack your show for a second.
Yeah.
Here's what I thought. And this is crazy, but I haven't had the courage to do it yet. I thought of putting not necessarily a running challenge, but a weight loss challenge on EDCOT. But instead of making it for money or for pride, I thought what we would do is each person would put up an item of Disney that they would choose, whether it be iron-on patch set or a couple pins or something cool. And at the end of a 45 or 60-day period, the weight loss winner would be the person that everybody would mail their stuff to.
That's cool.
Give me some proper motivation. I haven't had the motivation. I don't know what it is. Maybe I need my friends to push me. So, EDCOT, I know you're all listening.
I don't push people.
Peter.
Not anymore.
No. No,
not
I know.
After that one time.
No, I had that one time, and it just it went sideways.
Never
again. Really badly hurt.
Never again.
I'm not doing it anymore.
All right, so we got great tips. We got a romantic weekend, like a second honeymoon. No kids, right? And and the marathon, right?
Yes.
The half marathon.
The half marathon. Yes.
Take us through it, Ms. Nyman.
All right. So I think I'll do a little background first, just to kind of let everybody know how this came to be. As if you've been listening to the show, you know that I have started my running journey, and I started about a year ago in October of 2017, running my first 5K, and just have kind of built from there. And of course, if you are a Disney fan and if you run Disney is obviously going to be a big bucket list item. So the marathon weekend seemed like it was just the natural choice. It's, you know, probably the biggest gathering of runners for the Run Disney race series. So that kind of became our goal to be able to go and to do this. And so, you know, when things started coming up with registrations and everything, we decided, we set it in stone. This is what we were going to do. And it was always kind of thought, you know, is this going to be a family trip, or is this going to be something that we can possibly do without kids? And that was probably the hardest decision, was how we were going to do this. And the fact that school was in session in previous years, it kind of fell during the holiday vacation still, but this year it was after school had started. So with the grades that our kids are in, you know, with Sophie being in high school and Ethan being in eighth grade, it just wasn't really feasible. They're both kind of in spots where it would hurt them a lot if we took them out of school. So we decided just to take the plunge. We were just not going to bring the kids. So we arranged it all with grandparents, and they were all in. So that was all set. We decided on a resort. We were using DVC points. We knew we didn't want to use a lot of DVC points, so we were trying to figure out what would be the least amount we can use. And we were thinking about Old Key West or Animal Kingdom, and we ended up going with Animal Kingdom and put ourselves in the wait list for a studio value. And that's a big deal for us, because with six people in our family, we never get to stay in studios. So it's kind of cool to just be able to not have to worry about spending all that money and all those points on bigger accommodations. So thankfully, the studio value came through. It came through, I think, for a few of the days first. And then we were able to, I think Scott called or something, and they checked, and something had just opened up. So they were able to get it for the whole duration of our trip. So that was exciting. So that was all set. We were set to leave to head to Walt Disney World on Monday morning. And I can't remember what date it was, but it was I think it was the 6th or the 7th. So we were leaving on Monday after we dropped the kids off at school and heading out to Florida. Now we were driving. So
it's kind of like, hey, have a good day at school. We're going to go to Disney World. Bye.
Yes, that's exactly how it was. And
that
so
went over well, I'm sure.
We, like, it was fine. And, like, that's the part that, like, this was the part that we worried so much about, or at least I worried so much about, was having the kids stay behind and kind of feeling bad about everything. And especially with Britta, she's only 4. We were leaving her for the first time. She's kind of a difficult child. And she, I don't know, there was a lot of worries that we had. So I had prepared well ahead of time. I had a craft available for her for basically every day. I just had a bag full of crafts for her to do. We had a sticker chart going where she got a prize for every 3 stickers that she got in her chart. She was excited for us to leave because she knew as soon as we left, she was going to get to do all this fun stuff. So the deal was that when we left, she could open up her first prize. So she was basically pushing us out the door.
Beat it, lady.
She was.
I got
was
toys like, coming.
She was like so excited for us to leave. So I FaceTimed her like right before we got to Indiana. And so she was excited to show us her first prize that she got. But like, I was almost like upset that she wasn't
upset.
She
didn't miss
you? Yes. I was like, what? What is happening here? I was like, I was expecting, oh, don't go. And she was fine the entire time that we were gone. Like, I talked to her every single day and she was happily, you know, chatting away. And I was like, she doesn't even miss us. So, but that was, you know, that was a great way to leave. You know, it hurt me a little bit, but I mean, the alternative was us worrying how the grandparents were doing with her behind. And, you know, she was obviously doing really well. So that was a good peace of mind. But we had our long drive ahead of us. We were driving from Chicago to Florida. We did not have a hotel accommodations for the night going down, so we were just going to kind of go as far as we possibly could. And it was great. We ended up just binging on Netflix. Scott, of course, didn't watch the Netflix, but he was listening to it. So we got through a few shows on the way down, and it just, like, the time flew by. We ended up in Forsyth, Georgia the first night, and we still didn't have hotel accommodations, so we did the classy thing where we slept in a Walmart parking lot in Forsyth, Georgia. No.
Wow, Kristen, I didn't even do that when I moved there down here.
So Scott was very brilliant about this. He had taken all the seats out of the back of the car already, or he put them into the, you know, we have like the stow and go seats, so the seats fold flat into the floor. He had an air mattress already all set up for, and sheets on it and everything for us to sleep in this parking lot. But the guy did not fill the air mattress fully. So he needed to put a little bit more air, and it's a queen size air mattress in the back of a minivan. So it was already kind of folded in half. So when we laid down in it, he ended up rolling to the middle. So he was in the middle of the air mattress. My face was smashed up against the door of the minivan. And I was essentially laying on the floor because the sides of the air mattress didn't have any air in them. So that was not comfortable. I think we were there for 4 hours. I probably slept for an hour of that time. But it was actually, I would probably do it again if we were able to get the air mattress situation filled up, because he pulled right into where we were in the Walmart. There were a bunch of RVs all around us. There were a bunch of trucks and stuff. So it felt very safe. Like, it felt like a little village back there. And it's commonly known that you're allowed to do this. Most Walmarts will let you kind of camp out in their lot. And we were pulled back up against like some trees. So it felt like we were secluded enough, and it felt safe. I didn't feel unsafe at all. It was weird going into Walmart in the morning and brushing my teeth in their sink and doing all that kind of stuff. But I'm like, you know what? It saved us $100. So it was $100 more we could spend when we get down to Florida. So we left around 4 a.m. and continued our drive. And we ended up getting to Walt Disney World around 11 a.m. on Tuesday. So we headed right up to Animal Kingdom Lodge, Jumbo House. We checked in, our room was ready, which was amazing. So we got showered and kind of went and explored the resort a little bit. We had lunch at the Mara. We didn't have anything to do until later that afternoon. So we decided to go and run to Publix because we had a mission by Mr. Chris Malik. Sent me a text and said, hey, can you go pick up this beer that you can only get at Publix in Florida? And I was like, I am on it. I can do this mission. So we went and got him his provisions, and we also went to the Character Warehouse. So our first afternoon was kind of not even on Walt Disney World property. We were exploring Orlando a little bit.
Well, the Character Warehouse is sovereign Disney property.
Yes.
It's like the embassies for the U.S. in different countries.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we actually went
by cast members and, you know.
We went to the wrong mall, though. So Scott had looked up. He was like, this is like a rookie move. He looked up Character, but it wasn't the Character Warehouse. It was like Character Headquarters or something like that.
Oh, no.
So we get there. I'm like, this is
He went to the knockoff Character Warehouse.
Yeah. Because I'm like, where this? I swear it was like in a regular, like it was in an outdoor mall. This is like a mini. Where are we? So we found the right one, and
well, which one though? Because there's actually two.
There is, and we went to both of them last time that we were at Walt Disney World. This was the one that was closer. I think it's not the one by Universal.
So Vineland.
Yes, that's the one. Yep. Uh-huh. And the other
that's the one other that store I tend we went to like
was also
too.
Vineland, so that was what was confusing about the whole thing.
Well, the other one's referred to as the iDrive.
Gotcha.
The one on iDrive.
Yeah, so we went to the one in Vineland. So it was so we didn't really find much. We found Griffin like a Figment pennant and stuff like that. But it was, you know, it was a good little trip off property. We got some groceries and things that we never end up using. But we had to get over to Beach Club because we had a dining reservation at Beaches and Cream with a bunch of friends. So just a little background too for people who don't know, there's through the Be Our Guest podcast, there's a running group that's called the Be Our Guest Lizards. So Scott and I are both lizards, and we have been for several years. And these are people that we talk to on a daily basis, like much like the Edcot group where, you know, it's like a family. This is my running family. Mm-hmm. And it was so exciting to get to meet all these people that we've been talking to for so many years. So we got there and we were just, you know, lots of hugs and, you know, exciting greetings and everything with all the other lizards that were kind of meeting there for ice cream. So we sat at a table with a bunch of people, that we had never met before, but it was like natural conversation. Our table was filled with people just ordering like onion rings and ice cream and everything like that. We look over at the other table.
Food.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We like totally had the healthy food. So we look over at the other table where there's two Edcot members, actually, Joe Fickus and Julie Banwart Seymour, who was over there with another lizard named Cheryl. They're having like salads and like all this healthy stuff. Like we have I have like my Noe Jose, and Scott and I are sharing the onion rings. And so that was kind of funny to be like,
so okay, you had the fun table.
Yeah. I can see the differences there and here, the serious runners. And well, I was with serious runners too. So, but yeah, so it was super, super fun.
Pete, I'm envisioning Stacy with onion rings dipped into vanilla, looking over at Joe and Julia. Stick it, guys. Just stick it.
I know. I was like,
see, now I was figuring she reached over, swiped their ranch dressing from their salad that they got on the side, and she was dipping her onion rings in their ranch that they had ordered a side of for their salad.
True. I would do something like that.
Because that is a Chicago thing, right?
Yes. I love, oh gosh. Yes.
Everything in ranch is okay.
Everything in ranch. But I was fully expecting to see them having ice cream and stuff too. I'm like, oh yeah, so yeah, they're doing the healthy thing, like they're running and they're healthing it up. So that was a really great start to our weekend. We were also meeting up with some other friends later on at Abracadabar, and so we decided to just kind of walk the boardwalk area. We visited parts of the boardwalk and Beach Club and Swan and Dolphin that we had never seen before with the kids. It's just hard to kind of make that trek all the way around. So we just took our time and, you know, sat on a bench for a little while and just really just people watched. It was super relaxing. But I do have to say, this day, the first day that we were there, we were really missing the kids. Like, it was hard for us. We were talking kind of like how this is so weird. We don't like this. We wish that we wouldn't have done this. We wish we would have brought them. So it was hard. It was like my heart was breaking every time I saw a little one with their parents, you know, running through. I was like, oh, that we should have brought them. What, we made a mistake. Spoiler
alert. I'm assuming that changed by the end, though, right?
I was going to say, spoiler, that feeling went away real fast. But the first night there, it was really, really hard. But, you know, we decided to press on. We were meeting people over at Abracadabar. We walked in, and my first person I saw when I walked in was my friend Mandy. So she was straight ahead of me. She had dyed her hair pink. I don't know if it was for the weekend, if it was for one of her costumes, but it was amazing. And it was like everything was good with the world, because I have been waiting to meet this girl for months and months and months. So I got to meet my Mandy. There was a lot of social awkwardness on my part, because I've talked about this before. I'm pretty introverted. I can fake it real well, and once you get to know me, that all goes away. But there was a lot going through my mind, like, oh my gosh, what do I say next? I'm not listening to them, because I'm worrying so much about what I need to say next. But, you know, it's like meeting people for the first time is sometimes really hard, especially when they're set at such a high level in your brain.
Chris, how much is she hoping that they're not listening right now, right?
Oh, believe me, I'm going to be telling them all. They need to listen to this. I'll own it. I'll own my feelings.
As she's walking the boardwalk with Trivial Pursuit cards in her hand, saying, okay, literature. Okay, no, I need to learn this.
What am I going to say? I need a topic.
Okay.
And I ordered the most expensive drink ever at Abracadabra, by the way. Like, I don't drink very often. So I was like, well, I'm sitting here. I need to order something.
Out. Socially awkward and drunk, Peter. I just want you to know
even
this.
Even better.
That helps. But, like, it was, like, ooh, this boy. Little dinky, just, like, punch drink. I mean, it was a small drink. And I think I put, like, $18 out for that thing with, you know, with tip and all that kind of stuff added to it. I'm like, this is not okay. So that was the last time I think I'm going to do that. But we redeemed ourselves later in the week we went to Trader Sam's. I'll talk about that in a minute. But that was kind of the end of our first day. We headed back to the hotel. We were going to have our only park day the next morning. So we got to bed pretty early and woke up on Wednesday morning ready to take on four parks in one day. Which I don't know if I would ever do it again, if I would ever do the four parks in one day thing. I'll kind of go through what we did, but it went by so fast and such a blur that I, like, thinking back, I'm like, I don't even know if I got to, like, if I took anything in, you know. It was a big thing.
That's what I think, Stacey. When everyone brags about that, it's like, wait a minute, like, you just told me you literally ran from spot to spot to spot,
right?
And it's like, okay, I could also eat 10 tacos in 4 minutes, but do I really want to eat 10 tacos in 4 minutes?
Yes.
You know, I don't want to do that. So
it was like, I don't want to say it wasn't enjoyable, because it was definitely enjoyable, but for that being our only park day, I wouldn't do it again that way. Like, if I had one day in the future to spend, I would pick one park and just really soak everything in that park.
Yeah, chill.
But, you know, I'm glad that I did it one time. You know, it's a one and done, probably.
You had Mason Hole,
too, though. Yes, exactly.
So you did get to do some things a little quicker on those in those four parks than probably you would.
Exactly. Would've. Yes, exactly.
She's wearing her dub shirt, right, Pete? That's why.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, I totally am. So we started at Disney's Hollywood Studios. We were going to do the early morning magic there, but we decided not to. We decided to kind of just go and just get there and rope drop. And this is a good tip for anybody who's looking to do a lot at Hollywood Studios. I would suggest doing it this way. We had a fast pass for Slinky Dog. So we did not go straight to Toy Story Land. We walked right in and went right to Rock and Roller Coaster, and we were on the first car out of Rock and Roller Coaster at rope drop. Then we went straight over to Tower of Terror, and I think we might have been on the third elevator for Tower of Terror. So we got those two things done without fast passes immediately, like within the first 10-15 minutes that the park was open. So that's really a good strategy. And then when we headed over to Toy Story Land, where everybody was, we had our fast pass for Slinky Dog. We were able to do that right away. I'm going to tell you, I was super sick after going on Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, and Slinky Dog three in a row. At the end of Slinky Dog, I thought I was going to lose it. And, like, Slinky Dog's pretty tame. I needed to get, like, a Coke or something. I think I got a Diet Coke or something halfway, you know, as we were walking around. But my equilibrium was off after that point. We went to Alien Swirling Saucers. We just kind of walked on that. I think it was, like, a 10-minute wait that we spent to go on that. And then Scott went on Star Tours. I knew I wasn't going to be able to do it. So he did Star Tours by himself. I think he walked on that. I had a pretzel and a Diet Coke, and then we headed to Animal Kingdom. So you could see, like, we didn't tour Hollywood Studios. We did those things, and then I think I took a picture of the Christmas tree, and we headed out at that point. So that was a little bit of a bummer that we didn't spend more time kind of looking around. But went to Animal Kingdom. We got... I'm trying to read my notes here of what I said. I can't read my own handwriting. But we went right on the safari. We had a fast pass. We used a fast pass for the safari. I'm trying to read this.
It's okay. Actually, I got a question for you. So yeah. When you woke up that next morning, and this is, I'm not judging you by any way. Did you at all feel the $18 drink the next morning? Because no. That was the first thought I was thinking of, was, wow, okay. I don't know how big it was. You said it was tiny, but
it was so small. Okay, yeah. It was like, and I think it was mostly juice too.
Okay. Okay.
So it was not big at all. I didn't feel it at all.
Okay.
So, and that was the only drink I had. So
okay.
It wasn't bad. But, so we went to Flight of Passage, and I, again, was still kind of feeling queasy from all the stuff that morning. I was able to make it through like 3/4 of the way. I just kind of kept my, and we were in the good spot for it. I think that we were right in the center. So that's where I've heard it's good for kind of people who are motion sick. And, I made it through about 3/4 of the way, kind of looking at the horizon. And then I looked down and I was so disoriented, after that point. So, but it was great. I mean, it was an awesome experience. Obviously every time I'm Flight of Passage is great, but, I needed a break. So we have a really good friend who is from Chicago. He's an awesome artist. He has a very special, position in the Disney community, because he is a member of Club 33. So he picked us up from Animal Kingdom and took us to Epcot. So he was going to get us into Club 33 so we can experience that. It was really awesome experience. So we went straight there. The thing that was the coolest about this experience was the cast members at Club 33. As soon as we walked in, it was... You know, it wasn't like, oh, you know, this is a special experience. I need to be nice to these people. It was genuine, like, you know, hugs and you know, greetings. And, like, it was like my friend knew these people personally. And he says that, you know, he does know them personally. He spends a lot of time getting to know them. So it was really amazing to kind of watch that. And we, you know, we're not hard to impress. I ordered this fondue that came in a bread bowl, and I'm sitting there like trying. So like, all I wanted to do was eat the fondue. Go on, Pete. What were you gonna say?
We had that same thing when we were at Club 33 in Epcot. It was so good.
Well, and then like, there's not really. I mean, I didn't quite know. I was trying to kind of use my silverware to cut the bread so I can eat it. And there wasn't really a good way to do this. And I'm like, I'm in the middle of Club 33, like a schmo from Chicago who, you know, Chili's is like my fancy restaurant that we go to. And so the waitress came over, the server came over, and I'm like, she's like, isn't that so good? I go, yeah, but I don't, is it okay? Can I just pick it up and eat it? She's like, oh yeah, just pick it up and eat it. So I just started tearing it apart. And, you know, cause I'm like, I'm not going to leave this bread bowl behind. It was amazing. So, that was really fun to kind of see that there weren't that many people in there. There was maybe two other families kind of in Club 33 at that point. So I didn't feel too bad, but it was just such an awesome experience. Like, it was once in a lifetime. So glad, you know, so thankful that he was able to bring us in there. He said goodbye to us after Club 33. We were going to go and tour Epcot a little bit, and we would meet him up later again. And so that was, it was just great. You know, lots of really good conversation there. We did Frozen, Test Track, and then we went to the DVC Lounge and sat there and sat there and sat there waiting for the snack cart to come around. And it never came around. And then Scott went and asked if the snack cart was coming. They're like, oh yeah, it's coming in about 5 more minutes. And it wasn't a snack cart, guys. It was a snack basket.
Oh,
so the cast member came around with a snack basket, and it had choices of Cheez-Its and animal crackers. So it was a sad moment that the gummy bears were no longer in the snack cart. I don't know if that's a normal thing, like if it was just end of the day, because it was like, it was probably
no,
like
5 o'clock. I haven't seen them the last couple times I was in there either.
First world problems.
It only got awkward, Pete, when Stacy stood up, showed her his t-shirt and said, do you know who I am?
I'm like, I'm a co-host of a podcast, and I was just at Club 33.
What is this?
Wrong with you people?
What is this?
This is unacceptable. So Scott got his animal crackers. I got my Cheez-Its. We made our way out. We went on Soarin' and then Spaceship Earth, and we got stuck on Spaceship Earth. So that's happened before on that ride. You know,
you're
it stops for wheelchairs. And
you're
stuff
a tough there. Chicky mama. I mean, you are telling me already you're nauseous, and like there's no like relent in your day. You're just going on everything, you know?
You know what? It was the stop at Club 33 was kind of enough to get me reset a little bit.
Gotcha.
And Test Track didn't bother me at all. Soarin' was fine. We were we actually got center top for Soarin', just kind of happened to luck out to be able to get that, and that didn't bother me at all either. So I was feeling okay at that point. So I was hoping, but you know, if we ever do something like this again, though, I'm definitely going to do Dramamine ahead of time, because I think that just as I get older, my motion sickness just gets more and more pronounced. So I just need to remember that in the future, because it's miserable if you don't get a handle on that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Spaceship Earth was stuck. We were stuck right outside of Rome Burning for a really long time. I think it was ended up being about 20-25 minutes.
Oh my
we
gosh.
Were there. Yeah.
And smoke
the people, the people came with they were coming around with flashlights. I was like, oh, you know that there's something going on if they're coming with the flashlights. So thankfully it got started going. We were supposed to meet our friend to get picked up to go over to the Magic Kingdom and to visit that Club 33. And it was getting to the point where it's like, we're not going to make it if we don't get out of here right now. So thankfully it kind of got started and we were able to get off and go meet him. And we ended up having to just kind of go straight to Club 33 so that we could get out before the fireworks started. Same situation there. It was a beautiful club there. The cast members though were what sets it apart from everything else. They were just, it was like a big family going in there. And to watch our friend just kind of intermingle with the other guests and introducing themselves and, you know, exchanging emails, it was just like a really cool experience.
So this is the second time you're in Club 33 today.
Yes.
Okay.
We got to see the two of the clubs.
I haven't been to that one yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
Although I've been told I'm going. I just
good. Yeah, it was really, really neat. So we were able to also, with the perks of that my friend has, to get VIP fireworks for Happily Ever After. So we had a special little VIP section to see Happily Ever After. Scott and I had not seen that before, because it was just, even though we were there for so long last time, it just never really fit in the schedule. And with Britta being so little, it was hard to maneuver the crowds and stuff. So this was really amazing to be able to have this opportunity to do this. So it was really, really fun to experience that in an area where we didn't have to fight the crowd. So we were in a little roped off area.
Okay, so Happily Ever After or Wishes then?
Oh.
Now that you've seen it.
See, I'm going to say Happily Ever After, but it still stresses me out that so much of that show is the castle, like the projections on the castle. So my type of personality,
that's why I don't like it as much.
Yeah, like my type of personality is that I don't like like, I really don't like the unknown. So I don't like the thought of going to a fireworks show and not knowing that I will have a spot to view it. So with Wishes, you could kind of be like, well, if I don't get in the, you know, in the front of the castle, we can move over here. We could seat over here. We could seat over here. Mm-hmm. But with this show, you really have to see those projections. Yeah, you do. So, but I thought it was amazing. The pirate scene with the castle being on fire, like, that was just breathtaking. Like, I couldn't get over how cool that was. But I don't like the stress of it. So I think that, you know, unless we had something like a dessert party or something planned, we might not worry about it too much in the future. If it happens, it happens, but I don't want the stress of having to plan that. So that was amazing. It was an awesome experience. After that, we went on, our friend and his wife kind of tagged along with us, and we went on Haunted Mansion and Pirates and Mine Train and Princess Fairy Tale Hall. Now, we had some special fast passes for this day as well. That's how we were able to get on all these different attractions so fast. So I have to explain this situation in Princess Fairy Tale Hall. It was a little bit of an awkward situation where I almost got in trouble and kind of did get in trouble. We were there during Extra Magic Hours, and Extra Magic Hours don't, you're not supposed to be able to use fast passes during this time because they're not available during Extra Magic Hours. So we walked up to Princess Fairy Tale Hall, and there was nobody there, obviously, because it was not open. The fast pass line wasn't open. But at that point, none of us really thought about that. Like, we were just kind of like, where is the fast pass person? Why aren't they here? So we tapped our magic bands and checked the door, and the door was open. So we're like, oh, well, maybe you're just supposed to kind of go in. So we walked in, and we were standing by the roped off area, and this cast member comes over, and she's kind of like, oh, how many? Told her four. And then another guy comes over, and he goes, how did you get in here? We're like, well, we tapped our magic bands, and the door was open, so we came in. You're not supposed to be here. The door was closed for a reason. And he kept on repeating, the door was closed for a reason. Well, it was closed for a reason. So we were like all kind of like wanting to crawl under the door. Like, it was just so uncomfortable. And so, you know, we were asking, like, do you want us to leave? Like, are you closed? Do you want us to go back over here? He's like, no. It's fine. But the door was closed for a reason. We're like, oh my gosh, this is so uncomfortable.
Someone's got OCD problems.
Yeah. And so we're like, well, I don't know what else we were supposed to do. So we went in and everything. And then when we came out, we're like, oh, because it's Extra Magic Hours. Like, of course it was closed. But, you know, we were telling them, we're like, well, the fast pass station was open. Like, there was nothing covering it. The door wasn't locked. Like, we don't understand what's happening. But then it made sense once we realized that, of course, he wouldn't know how we got through there because
Did it light up green?
Yeah, it lit up green and everything. Right,
then you used your fast pass.
Right. And that's the thing, too. Come on. Yeah. And that's the same thing with Mine Train. Like, we just kind of went right in, and they were, you know, they were completely fine with it. So, but since there was no person manning that station, I think it was like, wait, how did this happen? So we're kind of like, well, lock your door or put a little sign across that says closed or something like that. But it was okay. We didn't let it bother us or anything like that. You know, obviously didn't, you know, give any negative feedback. We just kind of moved on and let it go. And we ended up going, we had a few fast passes left, but we decided that we were done. And decided to head over to Trader Sam's because that was one of my bucket list things, and experienced that, and it was so cool. Have you guys been in Trader Sam's at Walt Disney World?
Yeah. Okay, so no, I only saw it briefly, and the one in Disneyland was like one of the coolest experiences in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
But Stacey and Pete, like, when I go down there to like the Polynesian, and I'm like trying to like tour with like the resorts. Remember, I got the kids. It's already 6 o'clock at night, 6:30, and it's like, yeah. Oh, how long is the wait? Oh, it's only an hour and 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
You know, or it's like, do I need to make a reservation so my kids can't even
passage?
Right. So it's like, oh. So I haven't, and you know, I'm not a drinker, but I'm a relentless tiki mug collector, and I will spend $25 for a drink that I've never drunk before in my life just to get that tiki mug. So
are kids allowed? Do you know, are kids allowed in the one at Disneyland?
The one at Disneyland, yeah, but they have set hours. Okay. Like when it's acceptable to have kids.
It's the same at Disney World. Kids are allowed in there up until I want to say it's like 6 o'clock or something like that.
Yes, something
that's
like
good
that.
To know.
But here's a quick tip: if you really want that mug and you don't want to wait 3 hours to get into Trader Sam's, their outdoor bar, you can get the mug there too.
Yeah, you don't. I understand that, but I like the ambiance is like
yeah.
No, I completely get that.
I'm dying to take my kids there and say, oh, let's get some appetizers. But it's like, man, this is going to cost me $100. They're not going to be happy, and it's going to take me an hour to not get them dinner. You know what?
Like I was explaining it to Griffin. Like I was explaining how cool the atmosphere was and how when people ordered a drink, it did different things, and he was definitely intrigued. So I think that we will try to make that. We're going to be at Disneyland for quite a few days, so I think that's definitely going to be a big priority when we get down there to kind of experience that as well. But we ordered the AOA, and then our friend ordered the Nautilus, so we got to see both of those kind of ceremonies that went on. I won't do spoilers, but there was squirting water involved and lots of noise and some fire and all that kind of stuff. So it was just really, it was definitely one of the most memorable experiences of the entire trip. And just being able to sit down with them and talk and not have pressure with anything was just really awesome too. So it was really good community and friend, you know, friendship building time. So lots of connectivity, which is pretty much the theme of our trip, was just connecting with people.
So let me chime in here for 1 second. So knowing Peter and you and myself, we're not major drinkers by any means. I would not say that by any means. But when you're on vacation and you're at Walt Disney World or you're at Disneyland, do not be afraid to walk into Trader Sam's, because you're missing something that was a really cool creative design to entertain you. Mm-hmm. And if it costs you $25 or $30, then you know what? You're on vacation. Just go.
Exactly.
Just go with it and enjoy it and put yourself in out of your comfort zone. And it's really cool and it's worth it. It's one of my kids' lasting memories at Disneyland is sitting outside, because at that point we had to. And these cats walking around, these homeless cats that are legendary at Disneyland, you know, and it was such an awesome experience. It's one of my favorite memories of Disneyland. So
that's very cool.
Just do it. Put yourself out of your comfort zone. Forget about the money. Have a good time.
And I tell you, I did feel the AOA. Scott let me he's like, you can just have it. So I pretty much drank that.
That's a two-person drink, woman.
I know. But I wasn't like, I think it still isn't very strong. Like, I was not like, my cheeks were rosy, which happens to me when I drink. But I wasn't, you know, intoxicated by any means. But that one was definitely more than the little dinky one I had at Abracadabra the night before.
First time I went to Top of the World, I had 2 Seven Seas Lagoons. Those are 2 person drinks.
Yeah, we saw.
My dad, those were 2 by myself.
Did they have a cool cup? You got the mug, Stacey, for that?
We didn't buy it. I know. I should have like asked to. Now that I know, I would have. I'll send you pictures next time when we're in Disneyland or whatever. See if you want any of them. But we kind of thought about it, and then I'm like, Scott goes, do we really need another thing that's going to sit in our cabinet? And I'm like, yeah, we have quite a few of the like bowls and things from like Dole Whips and things that we've gotten the souvenir cups in the past. And, they just kind of sit there. So,
are you kidding? We use them as a badge of honor.
The Malik for twice of what the drink costs, and you made your money back.
There you go, Edcot, eBay. So the next day we slept in, all the way until 8 o'clock, which was 7 o'clock Chicago time in the morning. I don't really sleep in very well. 8 o'clock is usually my limit. So we got up. This was our expo day. The expo had opened the day before, but since we had park tickets, we skipped it that day. But we got to go to the infamous Wawa gas station that I heard so much about. So
I wonder who is talking this up, Mel.
I know. I'm like, how have I never seen this before? I've heard about it, but like, I guess we probably driven by them.
I know you've driven past them.
Well, I was expecting like, you know, I don't know what I was expecting.
Golden gates to open as the doors and the sounds of the heavens. You walk in.
Oh, it just looks like a regular gas station. But I did see after I had been there, I did notice a lot of people like in the parking lots and stuff with bags from Wawa.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, this totally is a thing. Mm-hmm. We got coffee. We got a really good breakfast sandwich. That was impressive. On the way to the expo. Yes, exactly. That's what it was. Yep. Those were good, and it was cheap because there was a deal on them, and we didn't know that until we left. We're like, "This is great."
It is cheap, and it's really good. It's like
$3.33.
Subway meets a gas station. I know I'm making it now sound good, but you know what? The SubHealth kiosks, they make their own donuts, not each one, but they have like a central bakery that delivers them to the ones in Florida. And you know what? It's goofy. It's like I know they have them all at the Eastern Seaboard, you know, and I know that. Mm-hmm. But like when we go down there, it's like, oh my gosh, Publix, what is this unique opportunity to spend money? Oh my gosh, Winn-Dixie, what is that?
Winn-Dixie is hard to find, though.
I know they are. They're failing now. But we fell in love with Wawa by accident. We stumbled on it when they had something called Hoagie Fest, where it's like any sub for like $3. And I was like, what is this? And all of a sudden, we went back to the room. We were like,
those are $5.
Yeah, this is amazing. So it's a stop.
Yeah, we didn't get subs, which was upsetting. I kind of wanted to stop there for the trip home. And we just never got back. So next time we'll have to stop and get subs. But with Publix, it's so funny because Scott and I were both so giddy in there, like having, like you said, like having a new place to go. Mm-hmm. And so we were like chatting with the cashier, and you could tell the cashier was kind of like, what?
They were like, oh yeah, it's not that bad. And then they get the bill at the end, like, oh, whoa.
Well, he was like, do you guys have a loyalty card? Like, what? You don't do loyalty cards? And like the cashier was kind of, I think, taken aback by how excited we were about shopping in Publix. So that was a little bit amusing at that point. But you know what? It's like,
do it. Do it. Don't worry about it. Go crazy. We do the same thing. I made poor Peter stop off at a Publix just so I can get myself a Florida Sun Pass that I'm going to use once a year. So
yeah, we have one too.
I got mine too at the same time. Yeah. Well, no, I got mine at the visitor center.
You did. Visitor center.
Welcome center, yeah.
So we went to the expo, and I was I don't know what I was expecting. I was kind of nervous about it, like thinking like, what is this going to be? They have three different areas where you have to go to get all the things that you need to get. Well, actually, that's not true. There's really only one place that you need to go. No, two. Anyway, I'll just kind of explain it. So the first thing we did was we went straight to the Run Disney merchandise because I knew that sometimes they sell out of those things, and we just kind of were excited to just look around there. So we didn't go and get our bibs or anything yet, but I ended up getting a marathon weekend jacket, which was one of the things I was really interested in. So you know, we decided to splurge on that with it being our first Run Disney race. And Scott got something, I think. I can't remember what it was, but we both walked away with something, I'm pretty sure. It was a good selection of stuff. I don't think that they had run out of anything. So when people always say that they usually run out of pins the first day, they run out of ornaments and stuff. I think we saw everything that they had. There was nothing that we were really super interested in. So it wasn't like we were stressed out about getting what we needed to get. But there was absolutely no lines. From what I understand, opening day, you could wait in line for hours just to get into the building. And then the merchandise line can be also another hour or so to get just to the cash register. We just walked straight up. There was about 15 cast members waiting for people to come to them. So if you are doing a Run Disney race, you don't have to get there on the first day. If you don't have to get there on the first day, go later on in the week because it was just a really easy experience. Then we had to go to a different building to get our bib. We just walked again right up to our bibs area, got the bibs we needed. And then you have to go to a third building to actually get your race packet with your t-shirt. So we went straight there. And that was like the actual race expo. And it was very much like any expo that we have in Chicago here. So I think it's just a typical expo. Lots of vendors selling running merchandise and things. And
so nothing for us, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun.
I'm getting this. Yeah,
it was definitely fun. There's, you know, it actually wasn't as much free stuff. It's like when I go to one in Chicago, I come away with a bag full of, you know, smoothies and, you know, like
bars.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think we got anything for free at this one.
It's Disney. So that was a little disappointing. Free. Come on.
I know, but I did get to meet my idol. I got to meet Jeff Galloway, who is he's an Olympic runner, from what I understand. I hope I'm getting that right. But he's the one who puts out all the training plans for all the Run Disney races. So if you're interested in a Run Disney race, you check out the website. He's the one who does those training plans, and he's the one who made Scott and I runners. And I, you know, waited in line for maybe a couple of minutes, went up there. I just, you know, professed my feelings for him. I told him he was my hero. He gave me a huge hug and an autograph. And I, you know, he knows the Lizards very well, because that's, you know, a lot of the Lizards, you know, go to him year after year with things and use him for private coaching and stuff.
See, now if he tried to make me a runner, I'd have to punch him.
Well, well, Peter, you know what? Actually, he's got a unique method. This is what he pioneered.
It's like the run walk.
Yeah, run walk.
Yeah,
run,
I know
walk.
About yes. it.
You know, it's the
still
it's the
not doing it.
It's
but
the
I know about
make
it.
A fat guy not a fat guy kind of method. Slowly, so we don't die on the,
yes.
on the course. So yeah,
no, but he was just so amazing. You know, before he left, I'm sure he tells everybody this, but you know, he looked me right in the eyes. He goes, "If you need anything, if you ever need anything, please just contact me." And I was like, oh my gosh, I was like totally crying during the whole meeting, because it was just like,
I didn't buy the uh-oh bowl.
So
I'm
like, it was
flashbacks
just
of Sheldon Cooper meeting what's his face, the scientist. We're friends because we're playing words with friends. Stephen Hawking.
Yes,
like that's what I keep picturing. I'm like, Stacy's like, we're friends now.
He's my friend. He told me that I should run all of his races. So he, you know,
yeah.
But no, he is just like, he was just such a sweet guy. And I was like, how are there not more people waiting in line for this guy? Like, this is the biggest draw of this whole thing. He it was just really great. And then as we walked out, we waited in line for Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse was just coming up to do the picture. Actually, I think that I lied. I think that was in the merchandise building. Anyway, we took a picture with Mickey Mouse at some point too. And I also got an airbrushed tattoo that I posted on Facebook and everybody thought was a real tattoo. So I did that during that day also. So it was just a really good experience. I loved the expo. All right. So then that night we went to Sanaa with 26 other Lizards. I got to meet the captain of the Lizards, Mike Bakehead, which was a really, really awesome experience. And I also have to give another shout out to Joe Fickus. He arranged so many different meetups for the Lizards. And that was, he just put so much work into those things. So that was great. But the best part about this evening was I got to sit down with Holly and Carrie Bretzius, who it kind of worked out that they weren't really part of the big reservation. They had a table for four, and she kind of sent me a text saying, hey, do you want to come and join us instead of the bigger group? I was like, yeah, sure, we could do that. And it was just perfect. We connected with them immediately, and Scott just connected so well with Carrie, and I connected so well with Holly. So it was just a really cool experience.
Cool. Really
to,
cool.
You know, like instant connection. The next day, we decided to head over to Kona. We got some Tonga toast, which was really delicious, and I love that stuff so much. And there was a meetup at the Contemporary at the we went to the Wave, where I got to meet up with a whole bunch of new other people, Michael Jones and Jennifer Blometti, two people that I've been just really wanting to meet, and we got some good time there. Also Fitz Kohler from the Hottie Body Fitness Challenge, and Rudy Novotny. He's one of the VIPs for Run Disney, so it was really cool to kind of hang out with them too. And that night was amazing, because
that's also where they met me. But
No, I'm not there yet. That's the next day.
Oh, was
we went
that
to the
next day?
Twice. So spoiler.
She just yada past you, Peter. She
yeah,
yada.
Whatever. Skipped over the best part. Nope, I mentioned the bisque. What? Wait. Huh?
Yeah. No, I'll get to that. But we got to go to Disney Springs, where we met with Michael and Christina and Jordan and Cameron. So we went.
I was supposed to be there.
Yes.
That's what happened.
Yes, that was that night. So I kind of had invited a bunch of people, and plans didn't kind of fit together, but Michael and Christina and family, they were able to still kind of make it. So we met at Wolfgang Puck Express and sat and talked but not for long enough. It was really not long enough, but it was so amazing to sit and talk. Scott especially, I mean, I loved, obviously I know that I loved hanging out with them, but Scott was like, they're so cool, I wish we could have stayed longer. But I had a little bit of some issues. I wasn't feeling super well. So I decided to head back to the resort. Scott, we had our car at the Ticketon Transportation Center. So I took a bus from Disney Springs straight back to the resort. The poor guy had to go from Disney Springs to the Polynesian, then to the Ticketon Transportation Center, and then get the car and drive it back to Animal Kingdom. So it took him quite a while to get back. But in the end, we decided that it was a good move anyway, because we had to be up for a race the next morning at 2 a.m. So I think I got into bed. I know I got into bed at like 9 o'clock. I was trying to go to sleep, and I could not fall asleep. So I think it was like around 12:30 that I finally. That was the last time I looked at the clock, and I fell asleep for just that short amount of time. And then the 2 o'clock alarm hit. So we got up and
hang on. I'm going to interrupt you, Peter. Yeah. Peter, and we're going to go and give a shout out to Scott Nyman right now for being a good husband on multiple fronts here. Scott is indulging Stacy on this trip, got the car packed up, got the sheet, got the inflatable air mattress kind of ready in a way, getting partially the car inflated. Scott Nyman, good job. We're going to give you a round of applause right now, Scott. Me and Peter are giving you a round of applause right now.
But don't give him too much a round of applause, because this is all for him, too. He's just as much of a running nut with.
But I've met Scott, and I know Scott, and he's a good man. So, Scott, this
of course he is.
Good job, buddy. Good husbandage, Scott. Good job, buddy.
So we got to the we left the resort. We got to the corrals, or the it's like the gear check area. Lizards meet at a certain gear check before the race. Took a gigantic group picture at about 4 o'clock in the morning and headed to the corrals where we were ready to start the race. So it was amazing. It was you run from Epcot to the Ticket and Transportation Center, then through the Magic Kingdom, and then back again through Epcot, and then you finish right after you run through Epcot. So it was like a super entertaining race. There was like a little bit between miles 10 and 12 or so that I was like, oh gosh, I'm ready to be done. But for the most part, the rest of it was just really entertaining. It flew by. There are characters about every mile to mile and a half, and we stopped at 5 of them. So we decided we're spending a lot of money on this race. We're going to take advantage of what they have to offer. So we got a lot of really good character interactions there. I shouldn't say interactions, because you don't really interact with the characters. You literally wait in line, you get there, they take your picture, and then you run off. So you don't interact, you just get a picture. But it was really cool to be able to do that during a race. And it was actually really nice to stop and wait in line for a few minutes to kind of rest your legs before you head out again.
What were the characters?
We stopped for Pirates of the Caribbean. So we got one with Jack Sparrow, Wreck-It Ralph, the White Rabbit, the characters from Up, and we did Clarabelle and another guy who's Horace something or another.
Yeah, Horace yes. Come on now.
There you go. That's who it was. So, that was a really cool one. Like, we weren't going to do any more, and then we come around the corner and we see them. We're like, oh, what are you doing to us, Run Disney? Like, of course we have to stop for this one. So we stopped for all those, but there were other, like, there were villains. The villains lines were huge. There was some princesses. There were there was Mike and Sully. I regret kind of not stopping for that one. And then there was Woody and Jesse. I regret not stopping for that one too. But those two, the lines were so long. I'm like, I was a little bit worried that we were going to get swept, but I really had no reason to worry. I think there was like another hour and a half after us after we finished. But, you know, being the first race, you kind of get a little bit nervous about that stuff. But
next year, Pete, I'm going to see if we can get our own character stopped there. Me and you, they can take pictures with us.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. I would wait in line for that one.
No, you wouldn't.
We just went back to the resort.
She'd be in the middle of a walk interval and just start running.
I'm like, wait, what are they doing here? This is my thing.
No, go. Scott, just go. Just go.
Don't make eye contact
with Chris. No. No. Okay, we're good.
So, we got back to the resort. We showered. We had to be back at the Contemporary at 1 o'clock for the big Lizards meetup. We chatted on the bus with Ray Pilgrim, one of my friends in the Lizards, and met up with the Bankheads again, and got there and was just like crazy. It was amazing to be able to kind of talk with all these people that you haven't had a chance to. And so I'm talking to somebody, and it's minding my own business, and all of a sudden there's a tap on my shoulder, and I turn, and there's Pete standing right there, and like I totally was in the middle of a conversation. I lost the entire conversation, had no idea what I was talking about, and then I'm like trying to register. Like, it's so weird seeing him in Florida because I've only seen him here in Chicago. And I,
what are you doing here?
Right,
you like, don't run. Get out of my deal. Like,
two worlds mashing up together in a moment where I wasn't prepared for it. So, but thankfully Scott was there, and like he was kind of able to be like, okay, I'll talk to Pete now. And so I finished my conversation. But of course, I didn't get enough time with Pete and Missy, so it was really, really fun just to see them, though, just to hang out and to talk just for a few minutes. So thank you for coming by. That was really cool to see you.
We had a blast. We enjoyed it a lot.
And he even joined the Lizards picture, so that was fun to see that too.
I see. He's in the very far left-hand corner. I see him. And you put Scott in the very far right-hand corner.
I know. I was like, I can call my new friends.
Running. Yay.
But there are people who are cheerers in the Lizards too. You don't even have to necessarily do anything to be a Lizard. So
you still got
to
get up way too early for me to stay off.
You could cheer on Facebook. That's even fine too. But it's just like such a great community, so welcoming. I mean, really, really, there's no drama. It's just amazing. So we hung out with another couple of couples that evening. We had dinner with Mike Rallman from the Be Our Guest podcast at Maya Grill, which was really fun, with Dave and Eileen Lawrence and Holly and Carrie again and Scott Gardner. So it was really fun to have just a small group to hang out with during that time. It was kind of a good end to our trip. And so I got my margarita flight that night, so I'm like, I'm living it up here at Walt Disney World. So that was really fun. But Maya Grill, I ordered shrimp tacos, which were really good. But have you guys been there before to Maya Grill?
I was there a few weeks ago.
Did you have the corn that they serve?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, like I have been craving that corn since I left. Like I could eat a bucket of that corn. Mm-hmm. And I don't even like corn, and that was like so amazing. So I looked it up online. I couldn't find the recipe of it, so I might have
to email them. Is it elotes?
Yeah, it's not on the cob or anything. It's like served.
If you've ever seen elotes in a cup,
okay.
Yes. It's very similar to elotes, but it's just in a cup, not on a, you don't get the whole cob to like hold on to.
Yeah, I don't know what the spices were that they had in that, though, but I was just like, I did not have enough. Like, Scott had a bigger portion than I did, and I was really jealous of it. But
here's what you do. Get a bag of Green Giant Steamables corn. It's mayonnaise, cotija cheese, and tagine. It'll be close enough where you'll be like, this will work.
All right, well, I'm going to do that. Too bad I went grocery shopping today.
Yeah, me too.
Next time, I'm going. But oh my gosh, it was so good. So that I would go back to Maya Grill just for the corn, and I would ask them for extra because that was just amazing. But that night we were asleep by 8:30. Like I think I laid down and I could. But then like I start thinking how like we're planning a spoiler, hopefully, to do Dopey Challenge in 2021. So not next year, but the year after. And the Dopey Challenge is when you run the 5K on Thursday, 10, the full. 10 on Friday, the half on Saturday, and the full on Sunday. So I've heard that the running isn't the hard part. It's the getting up every day at 2 o'clock in the morning and then running and then hanging out at Walt Disney World and then doing it all again the next day.
You can do the goofy too if you wanted to start there, and that's just the half and the full, right?
But you know what? Like I keep on thinking, if I'm going to do the goofy, I'm going to do the Dopey. Like, because, you know, you can kind of walk the 5K. You can kind of walk the 10K if you kind of get a good start on it. So, like, it's really the half and the full that are taking all the energy out of you. So, I'm like, if I'm doing that already, I might as well add the other two onto it also. So, we have plans to do that in 2021. So this was not our last Run Disney race. I'm actually hoping to maybe get it down there next year too, but it's going to depend on some finances. But it was just, as people ask me when I got back how it was the best week of my life. You know, aside from being with kids, you know, having the kids and, you know, having babies and things like that. But just like as my adult life, this was the best week of my life, just connecting with people and doing something that I love and being at Walt Disney World and getting to spend time with Scott and just reconnecting in that way with him. And, you know, it was holding hands as we were walking through the park and, you know, doing stuff like that. It was just amazing. So I know I'm getting all emotional about it, but it was just the best week of my life.
Yeah, I can fix that. While you went to sleep that night, I was at the Plaza restaurant with Florence, her cousin, and his girlfriend with Missy.
I was so jealous of you guys being able to go to the park after. Like, I got to hang out with really good people, too. But I'm like, we didn't have park tickets, and they all went to Magic Kingdom, and they all did like all this cool stuff, and I'm like, oh, I want to do that.
And
so next time,
we cheated our butts off. Missy and I did not have a fast pass for Pirates. Guess who was part of the group for the fast pass?
Oh, that's
for Pirates?
Awesome! So you just kind of walked through.
We didn't have fast pass for Jungle Cruise. Apparently, it's a majority thing. If the group's big enough and they say, look, we're all together, but their fast pass time isn't the same time as ours, they let you on.
That's really funny. That's amazing.
My fast pass time for Pirates was 4 hours after theirs.
Well, that's good. You know, that's Disney magic right there. Like, to let, you know, you want the people to have fun together. And it's easier for them, I'm sure, too, to just kind of let you go. But next time we will have park tickets to be able to do just little things like that.
Yeah.
So.
No, it was fun.
But yeah, it was a great, great, great week.
What was the most disappointing part of the week for you? What really was like a letdown? Besides getting yelled at and breaking the whole idea of the Princess Fairy Tale Hall at nighttime.
That wasn't it. That was like a memory. You know, like I look back at that wasn't even bad. I cannot think of anything that was bad.
Good.
Like, the only thing negative about the race was running on the expressways. Yeah, like running on the expressways, the it's slightly slanted where you almost can't feel it, but as you're running, it kind of starts hurting your hip. That was the only negative part about the whole race. But other, like, there was nothing that I can think of that was bad.
Cool.
Yeah, they pitched the roads here to actually help with water.
Uh-huh.
Unlike what they do in Illinois.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. No. They encourage it.
Yeah, no, light,
Illinois, everything is like there's a dip in the middle of an Illinois road, so it's just all the water and ice collects there.
Right. Nice.
Okay, so give me your number one and number two for the week of things that you absolutely will remember this as your favorite for the week. Number one and number two.
So probably just how fast connections were made from people that, like I said at the beginning, I'm introverted. I was nervous about meeting all these new people and if I was going to be too shy to say anything, and it was beyond all expectations of how everything went with kind of connecting with people. Just so, like, the friendships that were formed is absolutely my number one thing that I take away from this. Number two was connecting with Scott and just getting to know each other more on a, you know, again, on a personal level that had nothing to do with kids. We talked about the kids a lot. We talked about how they would love the certain things that we were seeing. We talked about how we were so glad they weren't there for, you know, like, oh, we don't have to deal with that. That's not our kid who's crying over there, you know. But otherwise, we talked about things that had nothing to do with the kids. And like I said, we were, you know, like, we would hold hands when we were walking in the hotel, or, you know, like, it was just great. It was amazing to be able, and I think my favorite part of it was driving there and driving home, and just all that time that we had to spend together. And, you know, I didn't spend the time on my phone. You know, I wasn't distracted by anything. It was just kind of conversations and just sharing things that we, you know, that we both wanted to talk about.
Really cool. The Disney community is strange that way, where you see people and they're just names on your phone from Facebook, right? So I'm just going to throw a name out there, right? So you got Florence Porter, right? She's a name on Facebook. You don't know who she is. And then all of a sudden, you see she's part of the running team, and she goes to Disney 5-6 times a year. And she, it seems, maybe even more than that, to tell you the truth. And then you meet her because she's in the same running squad. Then she happens to be at Indy, and then she appears in the show, and you meet her, and she's like, yeah, she's really as nice as she appears on Facebook, and she's really a sweetheart. And but that's just not Florence. I mean, it's like literally everybody in the Disney community. You know, who is Rick Forbes? Who is James Jamie Price? You know, they're all of a sudden they're there, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm getting along with you so good. So, agree.
And I have to give another thing for Florence, like, and all that things for Florence. And guess who's going to stay at Florence's house on the way to Disneyland? Like, the woman is opening her house to us to sleep there on the way to Disneyland, and she's a friend that I met online. It's the Disney community is just phenomenal, and there's so many other lizards that I wanted to say by name that I just can't say every single person, but every person I met, it was just a memorable experience.
Okay, well, I'm going to say it because you forgot about it. So if you've not seen Joe Fikus's costume for this tournament, if you're not a friend of his on Facebook, if you're not his friend, join Edcott so you can see his picture. I'm not even going to tell you what it is, but you will not see anything like that. And I will say it was a year in the making, and after you watch the progress, it deserved to be a year in the making. So if you've not seen his costume, look at him. Request to be a friend.
He was walking around with the prop all day that day.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. So, excellent. Stacy, you're a runner. Pete is not. Chris is a wannabe, but probably won't ever be, but I'm trying in my mind. But give me your
bike.
Give me your number one tip. So you got a person sitting around. So they want to become a runner. They don't know anything about it. And let's say they're, and I'm going to throw this at you, Stacy. They wonder if they're physically capable of doing it. And I'm not saying you weren't at this point because you were an athlete. I know that. What is your number one tip for a person who's just sitting around that needs to get back and get himself in shape?
Yeah. So first of all, make sure that you're okay to do that. Like, so I'm not going to ever tell anybody who might be feeling really unhealthy just to start running. You probably want to talk to your doctor or something to make sure that that's okay first, but start slow. So when I started running, I was running 15 seconds and walking 45 seconds, and I just kept on doing that over and over and over again. And then I slowly increased it. So at this point, I'm running 40 seconds and walking 30 seconds. And I have a goal to run 1 minute and walk 30 seconds. So I don't really want to get past that. So just take it slowly and then see where you want to be. And, you know, start off by running a mile or by going 1 mile and then slowly build up to that. But my biggest thing was, if you want to become a runner, sign up for a race. So sign up for a 5K and then just kind of work for that. Have a goal in mind. Because my first few months running, I didn't have a goal, and it was hard. But once I had that goal, it was a lot easier to succeed.
Outstanding. If you've got any questions, I know they can contact us on Edcott and the Dubs page. What's the best way to get in contact with you, Stacy? Let's say there's someone that's like, oh man, she's going to like not answer my question, which of course you're going to for everybody. What's the best way?
Of course I will. Yes. You can send me a message on Facebook under Stacy Nyman. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Okay. And if by now you're not part of Edcott and you don't, you know, communicate or watch your post,
we don't want you now. No, I'm kidding. Okay, sign up, please.
Sign up is right. All right. Anything left, Pete? Anything left for her?
It's 9 o'clock. I'm hungry. I want to eat.
All right. Pete's going to eat. He's going to go get some elotes, and it all is going to be good in the world. So for downloading and listening today, we appreciate it. If you could go to iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to this podcast and leave us a review, we would greatly appreciate that. We've had a bunch of 5-star reviews, and we appreciate knowing that, honestly, that we entertain you and we make you laugh, and that's our goal. So for my buddy Peter and for Stacy, I'd like to thank you and have a great day.
See you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.